Welcome to the Prophecy Club. We have two topics today. We're going to talk about the collapsed bridge, also some new information on the death of the dollar. All right, first of all, if you have an Android, several people have written us, it doesn't go past 7 minutes and then it just crashes. Yes, we had to get an update, but now if you have an Android, you can update the Prophecy Club app and it now works, at least so we are told. Also, I've been invited to speak at Hear the Watchman Conference, and you can sign up. That's April 5 to 8, and we encourage you to do that. You go to hearthewatchman.com, and it'll tell you all about it. And also encourage you to subscribe and join Prophecy Club $9.90 automatic gift each month. Also encourage you to go to one of our sponsors, 800-200-GOLD, especially if you have an IRA or a 401k. These guys specialize in helping you get it out of just paper and into actual precious metals that can be stored pretty close near you. Anyway, let's talk about the bridge collapse. Okay, this first one comes from Laura Logan. And I like Laura, and I'm going to point out a couple of things that I think we need to think through. I'm going to tell you right up front, I'm not convinced that it was any conspiracy or any evil behind it. And I can tell you why I want to say that in just a second. First, her article. She says, multiple intel sources say the Baltimore Bridge collapse was an absolutely brilliant strategic attack on U.S. critical infrastructure, most likely a cyber attack, and our intel agencies know it. Does she really know that? In information warfare terms, they just divided the U.S. along the Mason-Dixon line exactly like the Civil War. Well, we don't know that. That's an opinion. That's a guess. That's a conspiracy theory. Then there was a bridge built specifically to move hazardous material, fuel, diesel, propane gas, nitrogen, highly flammable materials, chemicals, oversized cargo that cannot fit in tunnels that supply chain now crippled. Okay. Ask yourself this. If we want to stay away from conspiracy theories or opinions or guesses, then we have to say, and this is one of the advantages of being a prophecy student, we can look at the prophecies and say, okay, do we have any prophecies that say that's coming? Now, first thing I want to say yes to this. We have been ruling this planet for thousands of years. We will destroy it rather than give it up. So say the deep state unto Benjamin Fulford. Now, in this case, do we know that this was a cyber attack? I think it's too early. If we want to be believable, we have to say believable things. There is a famous phrase that I like to quote, and that is, deception is not just not believing the lie, but deception is also believing the truth. Now, let me say it again. Deception is not just avoiding being lied to. It is also, when you see the truth, to believe it. And if we prophecy students want our people, our friends, neighbors, relatives to believe us when it comes to prophecy and the things of the world, we have to make certain that what we say is actual fact and to some reasonable degree it's been proven. Now, in this case, I think it's too early to be proven. And it may very well be that this is part of their plan, but we don't know that yet. Let me go on with the article. Make no mistake, this was an extraordinary attack in terms of planning, timing, and execution. How would you know that? The two critical components on that bridge are two load-bearing pylons on each end. They gave them, what, a 90-second advanced warning that they lost control of the ship, that they need to clear the bridge, okay? It goes on to say these are the anchor points, and they knew that by hitting either one of them would be a fatal wound on the integrity of the bridge. See, if we don't stay in areas that are believable on things like this, then when we want people to believe us, they don't. Now, let me put it this way. One of the advantages of being a prophecy student is we can ask ourselves, are there any prophecies that say that a boat is going to lose control? Is there any prophecy saying that a bridge is going to fall? I don't know of one prophecy that says either one of them. I do have prophecies that say that the supply chain is going to be broken down. Let's go on. She also says attack perfectly targeted. They figured out how to bring us down. Well, I'm certain that they're looking for every way they can. I'm not certain that this is one of them, though. We're in a free fall ride on a roller coaster right now. No brakes, just picking up speed. I'll agree with that. But the question is this boat hitting a bridge? Part of it may be very, very destructive. And is it the hand of God? Maybe not. The footage goes on to the cargo ship. Never got in the approach lane to the channel. That's not exactly accurate according to what I've seen. We must be in the channel before you get that turn. Location was precise and deliberate. Chose a bend in the river where you must slow down and commit yourself. Once you're committed in that area, there is not enough room to maneuver. They didn't have to maneuver. Actually, they were already going straight. What I'm trying to say is, maybe in a few months, maybe we'll get information that shows us, yes, it was some kind of an inside deal. Now, I like what my son Sean says about this. He says, Dad, you know, people have lost confidence in places like ABC, CBS, NBC, and the like, and they know that they're being lied to. As a matter of fact, there's so many lies out there in America, I would call us a nation of lies. He said, but as a result, they can't trust the mainstream news anymore, so they didn't turn to the alternative news, and that's where they get in trouble too. In other words, they recognize that the mainstream news is lying to them, but they don't recognize that sometimes the information they're getting on the alternative news is either wrong or sometimes it's just an out-and-out lie too. Well, we as prophecy students have a better way. If we listen to what God is saying, no, that's another thing. When's God speaking? When's God not speaking? We've got 400 different versions of the Bible. We probably have 400 different prophets out there saying, I heard from God. But we prophecy students, if we want to lead people to Jesus, if we want to tell them the Bible is true, if we want to tell them, yes, we're in the last days, then we have to continue to say things that are correct. All we have to do is start act like a wild-eyed, crazy, arm-waving, skies-falling person all the time. And then they don't believe us. And then what happens is something comes along that is true, is very important, like Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. But they won't believe us because we've lost credibility on things like this bridge. Take, for example, no, I can't say that. I can't say that because I would get taken off. But his private conversation hit the nail on the head. I got to keep moving. Okay, so be careful of conspiracy theories. We prophecy students tend to jump on every conspiracy theory bandwagon because we don't believe the mainstream news. We also have to make certain that the alternative news is true. And frankly, it's hard. I agree, it's difficult. So what prophetic warnings have we had about a boat taking down a bridge? The answer is none. What about warnings like there's going to bridge fall? No, we don't have that. But what do we have? Well, we do have warnings that there's going to be shortages. Food, the supply chain broken, inflation. Okay, a bridge falling. And probably going to take several years to get back up. That does fit into it. But we can't prove that it was anything but an accident. Now, give it a few months, and maybe we'll be able to go to our friends and say, hey, here's what I found out. No, it wasn't an accident, or yes, it was an accident. I know what you're thinking. You don't trust the NTSB? I don't either. I don't trust the... started to name off some alphabet organizations, but better not do that. We are being lied to all the time. But as prophecy students, as soul winners, we have to endeavor to bring the truth to people as often as we possibly can. We don't want to come across as not credible. Then they won't listen to us when they need to. So I'm going to send you to Joseph Kitchen. reason I say this is if this supply chain is about to be broken down, as the prophecies say it is, and if there's about to be food shortages, I think Joseph Kitchen is about to go wild crazy with orders, because the other supermarkets, they're going to have food. Joseph Kitchen has food, has a warehouse full of wheat and all the wherewithal to make your bread. I'm going to tell you, you should go there. You want to get a machine package and then decide how much food you want to get. JosephKitchen.com. Go check it out. Now, let's talk about death of the dollar and inflation. New information. Swift planning launch of new central bank digital currency platform in 12 to 24 months. Swift is planning a new platform in the next 1 to 2 years to connect the wave of central bank digital currencies now in development to the existing finance system. Well, what is that? And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, unless he has the mark of the beast, the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for his number of a man, his number is 666. Meaning, this is the start of a global digital currency system. The only way you can see to it that no one can buy or sell is if you can get between the buyer and the seller in every transaction. The only way you can do that is with a central system, and the only way you can do that is with a digital system. And it tells you exactly how they're going to do it. One of the most significant, even Swift's key role in global banking is likely to be fine-tuned when the first major ones are launched. Around 90% of the world's central banks are now exploring digital versions of their currencies, but are grappling with technological complexities. In other words, they haven't got it all figured out yet. It also shows that they could be used in highly complex trade or foreign exchange payments. Foreign exchange payments, what are we talking? We're talking about, and then no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark of the name of the beast and the number of his name. Potentially be automated so that both speed up and lower the cost of the processes. We are looking at a roadmap to productize, foreign term, launches a product in the next 12 to 24 months. It's moving out of the experimental stage towards something that is becoming a reality. And there's more. Australia signs a WEF. What's WEF? The World Economic Forum. These are the guys that are pushing the hardest through the deep state, through the governmental leaders of the world, to bring in a world government. Australia signs WEF treaty to close all major banks. Did you catch that? To close all major banks and switch to fully cashless society. Australia is to sign a World Economic Forum treaty that will see all major banks in the country close as citizens are forced to transition to a fully cashless society. Bankwest, a subsidiary of Commonwealth Bank of Australia, is the first bank to close its branches and move the remaining 15 CBA branches in an effort to go fully digital by October 2024. Remember, the BRICS brought their currency active January 1 of 2024. So far, we're not seeing that it's hurt America. But I was just thinking today, we could start getting our dollar devalued any day now. Goes on to say, the two former executives of this major bank unveiled a new app called Business Plus. A new app? Okay, so that tells you that the cell phone, just like we've been talking about, is going to be used to buy and sell around the globe, even a new cell phone. They claim that this app will be the all-in-one mobile app that can offer Australia's first end-to-end digital banking platform for the country's 2.4 million businesses with fewer than 10 employees. Remember, Henry Kissinger said, he who controls food can control the people. He who controls energy can control whole continents, but he who controls money can control the world. We've got the whole package, it goes on to say. Small businesses would be able to sign up for an account in under 10 minutes, a time frame he called fantastic. Australia is transitioning to a cashless society, a digital wallet payment system on smartphones and watches. This year, this year that the, just happens to be the year that the red heifers are about to be sacrificed. Just happens to be the year that they're probably going to give the Palestinians a state, and probably within that agreement, it'll give the Jews access to the Temple Mount again. That means they start animal sacrifice. Then in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease, and the Antichrist stops that animal sacrifice. At an animal sacrifice that's not been going on for almost 2,000 years, all of a sudden now, in 2024, it's about to start. Now let's talk about the rebirth of America. Now I want to read this again. I think that this is one of the most important and credible things we've had in a while. The eclipse in April 2024 is triggering an awakening starting in April 2024 and lasts until July 2025. I was moving fast in this dream, in time of the dream starting April 2024 associated with the eclipse over Texas. It seemed Texas was pulled into this at the same time around April 2024. Metaphorically, a conception happened at this time and coincided with this eclipse, leading to some serious event. Okay, what serious event? Well, at the end of this, I can talk about them, but right now, probably my best guess would be a New Madrid fault earthquake, leading to some serious event happened in the nation before the elections in November 2024. When? Before the elections in 2024. This event caused absolute chaos and affected the elections in the U.S. November 2024. It seemed like an epic October surprise, and pandemonium ensued. In the dream, I knew that the President Biden had fizzled out, and they tried hard to prop him up, but this event, right before the election, caused a major division of America right before and during the election time. It intensified the division already in the nation to a very scary and intense level. Then the dream shifted. I was taken back to 1968. I was given an old newspaper with the headline, Assassination of Two Major Leaders in the Same Year of the Chicago Convention. Robert Kennedy Sr., Bobby Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr., who were both killed in 1968. The 1968 Democratic Convention just happened to be in Chicago, and it is once again in Chicago in 2024. I knew that that was significant, but through all the painful chaos in the streets and the economy on the news, America had a huge awakening of awareness of evil and corruption going on in America. It was like the most of the nation on the other side finally said, we can never let this happen again. We can't. The dream ended. For some reason, July the 11th was highlighted on the calendar. It seemed like most of the chaos ended in the nation and the things were starting to heal up by July 2025. It had started in April, May 2024, time frame associated with the eclipse. It was a picture coinciding with a baby conception. Now, let me say something. Somebody asked me today, and they said, do you think anything's going to happen with the eclipse? And I said, now let me explain. I said, no. I don't think that from the foundation of the earth, God says, I'm going to put an eclipse in 2017 going through seven cities marked with Salem. And then 7 years later, I'm going to put another eclipse going through, by the way, it didn't go through all seven cities because three of them are actually outside of the eclipse, but they say seven cities called Nineveh. Now, Salem means peace, and we had peace starting in 2017. And then Nineveh is a sign of repentance, is called. And then, of course, it X's right over the New Madrid Fault. I said, I don't think it's the hand of God doing it, but I do think we could see some big things happen on, about, or around, or associated, or at least attached to the eclipse. But I don't necessarily think it's going to be the hand of God. I think it will be the hand of man just happening to, and it was kind of like the old saying that says, never let a good chaos go to waste. So if an eclipse is coming by and the bad guys got some bad plans, why not make it happen during the eclipse? We can blame it on the eclipse. We can blame it on God, you see. So you might say this is kind of your anti-conspiracy theorist broadcast today. It started in May 2024 time frame, associated with eclipse. It was a picture coinciding with a baby conception. There were 40 weeks of pregnancy, as with a human child. This pregnancy was with intense birth pains, gradually intensifying until the delivery. There were complications before and after the birth. Since the conception begins around April, around 9 months later, the baby or new nation of America was being born, around January 2025. You remember Shane Warren said the miracle is going to return to the church, and there'll be a great wealth transfer to the church, that people have to go to the church because they couldn't go to the government anymore. To me, I think that this is saying that, yeah, there are some hard times, and I think it's going to be a perfect storm. It's not going to be just one thing. It's not just the dollar falling. It's not just inflation. It's not just give us our entitlements. And it's not just a New Madrid fault. It's going to be a lot of things, and there's going to be a lot of chaos, as Shane Warren was told, rioting in the streets. But hopefully, at the end of that, America's kind of get back on her feet before she's totally destroyed. So around January 2025, he says, what's interesting is that's also about the time of the inauguration. But this baby was born, and the thing that happened right before the election was almost like it went into Braxton Hicks contractions. Those are small kind of false contractions. It seemed like the birthing time was then, but it was still very intense and very real, and it was like the baby wanted to come at that moment. But somehow it was delayed being born like a premature baby just before the election. When this bad event happens, it'll hold off until January, so the birth is, as I said, as in January 2025. I was placed in an incubator even after it was born for several months. The baby lived, and it was a beautiful baby, and the dream ended by me seeing the baby wrapped in an American flag like the maternity ward. The baby was laying like in the little beds with their name tags on the top. The name tag on the baby read, America. It was the rebirth of America. Now, when I was first reading this, I got a big yawn there. In other words, like, the bad stuff's coming, but the good stuff depends on prayer, whether America will actually pray it in. He went on to say, the dream seems to portray an awakening starting in April 2024. That's actually good news. With a significant shaking going on starting then, shaking, could be New Madrid fault earthquake, coinciding with a 40-week painful and traumatic pregnancy. A traumatic event triggers chaos before the elections and lasts for several months, ending with a new birth in January of 2025, requiring care in the incubator until at least July 2025. That lines up with everything I know. I think that's something to listen to. 1968, Democratic Convention was very chaotic. It was very much a time like now with lots of protests. It's scheduled to be in Chicago again this year. And here's the part we need to pray about. I think this is a warning and a call to pray for the people of God to take this seriously. I'll say it this way. I think it is an opportunity. It's a warning that trouble is coming, but it's also an opportunity to pray, which is why I'll invite you to join Fast Gap. Go to prophecyclub.com, slide to the very bottom, join Fast Gap. This is where we fast and pray for America every Tuesday evening midnight to Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. We all do the same fast, all the same prayer. And if you'd like to pray for Prophecy Club, sign up for Fast Track. Fast Track is praying for Prophecy Club. Fast Gap is praying for America. There's behalf of about 850 people on Fast Gap, so that means your fasting and your prayers would join some 850 other Christians doing the same fast, same prayer, same day. That's powerful, my brothers and sisters. So, what is the serious bad event? Eclipse? A ship knocking down a bridge? Palestinian state in New Madrid for a false earthquake? Probably. Death of the dollar? Probably. Food shortages? Probably. New currency? It's coming. International or internal revolution, massive arrest? Possibly. I think it's sort of not yet. I hope it's not yet. Or suitcase nukes. See, there's a lot of perfect storm, a lot of things that could be hitting all at once. So I encourage you to go to EMP Shield, use the promo code PROPHECY, get you one of these devices, one for each one of your cars, one for your house, so that should an EMP hit your area, it doesn't fry your computer chips. I recommend if you want to have your wealth not lost. If you've got it in an IRA, if you got it in a 401k, if you got it in a bank, if your wealth is in paper, as Lindsay Williams said, it's worth the paper it's written on. In other words, it's about to be worthless. So I'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com. You can also reach them. Call 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653. They'll give you some ideas on what to do. That is their job, to help you not lose your wealth. I also recommend you go to josephkitchen.com. Get yourself a machine package. That's the wherewithal to grind the wheat berries into flour. Put those into a bread machine with five other ingredients. Push about 2 hours or 40 minutes later and have a nice hot loaf of whole wheat bread. I've had many people email me. They absolutely love the bread. They love the whole idea. And see, because it's long-term storage food. And as in the days of Pharaoh, what fed the world for 7 years? It was wheat. I believe wheat is God's food for famines, for God's famine food. There is no perfect one food a person could eat for their whole lifetime and be totally healthy. But in my opinion, bread may come the closest. I mean, why does God call us the wheat? Wheat and the tares, okay. I think it's because the primary thing we're supposed to be eating is wheat. So go there, and then after you get the machine package, that's all of the mechanical things to make the bread, then you decide how much food you want. By the way, most of your long-term storage food, you're talking $9,000 or $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Did you get that? $9,000 to $10,000, one person, 1 year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000 per person. We're not talking about half price. We're not talking about 80% less. We're talking about like 90% less than what the other people can tell you that they can get you long-term storage for. I do not know of anybody that can beat that. This is an actual loaf of bread that I actually made. I eat bread. I mean, it's. I also have to say that it's brought my cholesterol down. It's brought my blood pressure down. And that I don't get hungry as often. I typically will have a slice for breakfast and a slice for lunch and then a normal meal for whatever. And I've lost, 30 pounds over the last year. And in my opinion, I think the primary thing is that did it was, of course, watching what I eat and, you know, all the other things, but bread. So I eat bread as the primary source. And it's also, it'll reduce your food budget too. Anyway, go check it out.